This morning our reflection is called Communion in the Heart of Hearts. And the beautiful image I've chosen today that Margaret painted is this beautiful, His faithfulness endures from age to age. And I just love the way the colours and the light and the patterns and all merge to create such beauty. And I feel that's really what we're being invited to this week, isn't it? This weekend, to really feel all of this beauty of the colours, of the patterns of our personal and communal lives here together, creating something very, very beautiful for this time in our evolutionary movement. And one of Margaret's other beautiful paintings, Sanctuary, that we've had such a lot of prayers time together now, that there's a real heart sanctuary taking place where we're really connecting at that deeper heart level in the silence, in the divine silence, and that's our sanctuary. That's where we belong. It's our true home. And I'd like to begin today now with John Mayne again, as I did the other days, where he invites us to imagine for a moment a vast, dark, empty hall. And he says, each time you say your mantra, it's like lighting a small, weak candle. And I think so often it seems to us that just as we light one of the previous one gets blown out. But very gradually the dawn comes and you begin to realize that the whole hall is flooded in light. The wonder of meditation is the revelation that the light has conquered the darkness and that Jesus is the light. And that whole sense that Jesus is the light becomes universal in our experience. Everything and everyone now is flooded, illuminated in light. And that, I think, sums up very beautifully what we're really wanting to reflect on this morning. This sense that as we come together in meditation, all these little lights, the centre, the light, the spark, the scintilla within our own heart, we all connect heart centre to heart centre, and all these little lights light up, creating a communion consciousness, and that we can become aware of that communion, of that enlightenment that we're experiencing together as a community, as a group. And John Mayne says to us, the call that each of us has unveils the potential that each of us has. It is an openness to the experience of holy, undivided consciousness, the experience of unity. That's what he's inviting us to, and that's what the meditation practice awakens in us, this undivided consciousness, this connect. We're so connected in our heart now that there's no sort of split between head and heart and body. So that undivided consciousness, we're in that unity of consciousness, or what we're going to talk some more about, the consciousness of Jesus, that is the consciousness of the risen Christ, that is the consciousness of Omega. And that we can have a really profound sense of being in that undivided consciousness. And what we want to reflect on is then, how do we know when we're in it? As we were saying yesterday, of course, this is the way of knowing by unknowing. It's the unknowing of the conceptual mind that then enables this deep wisdom heart awareness to start to illumine, and we become enlightened. We realize this luminous light of Christ is within us. And John Mayne, I think, describes this very beautifully, and this is really what I'm inviting us to really get in touch with and to take him very, very seriously when he says this. There's only the prayer of Jesus. His is the one prayer, and that prayer is the stream of consciousness fully open to the Father, or fully open to the source of all being. Or Beatrice Bruto reminds us that John's Gospel talks about Jesus being in the bosom or the womb, the kolpon of the Silent One, the Holy One, the Father. And this stream of consciousness between Jesus and the source of all love, that's what meditation takes us into. This is the silence that speaks the word into creation. And that in meditation, we return to that consciousness. We can be returned to that consciousness. So he says, the holy extraordinary truth about the Christian proclamation is that each one of us, wherever we start from, is invited to open our consciousness fully to the consciousness of Jesus. And in that openness, to be taken out of ourselves, beyond ourselves, into the stream of conscious love which flows between Jesus and the Father, or Jesus and the silent womb, the source of all being, the eternal creative one, the one who speaks the word into creation. So that stream of conscious love, that stream of love, that stream of awareness that we're in, the flow of love, which of course this later gets described as Trinity, this love, the spirit, the flow between the Father and Jesus within our Western theology. So John Mayne is inviting us to really be in that flow, in that movement. He says, that is the personal destiny of each one of us. And in that experience, we're made completely and eternally real. The paradox is to know yourself for the first time because you are lost in God. And that's the self-knowledge that we're really seeking. It's the knowledge of this that comes when we're deeply and profoundly centered, silent, still. It's the unknowing, if you like, that pure oneing wisdom the cloud talks about, that flows in our heart consciousness, and that we know we're in God. We know we're in the oneing. Our whole being is just taken over, and there's only one eye. There's no subject-object anymore. And we just know from these beautiful times of meditation that God simply is, and all is in God. All is in this point, in this moment, in this naked now. We are present in the presence. And so, coming back to a couple of the words that I introduced you to yesterday, was this sense of the nousphere. And I remember I reflected on the nous as the mind of the heart within the Orthodox tradition, and the cardiognosis, the knowing of the heart, of the nous of the heart. And Teilhard de Chardin talks about then this earth, heart, world, mind, this nousphere that is the communal mind that we all participate in. And what I want to suggest is then that as Christian meditators, with the beautiful gift that you have of the community that you form, that then you to start to really be actively in touch with what is happening within the newest sphere of the mantra, the reciting of the mantra. If the mantra takes us into this love that flows in the Trinity, then if we can awaken together as a community within that love within the Trinity and see from that flow, see from that oneness, see from that being in one another, we start to create a communal Christic consciousness, or what Teilhard de Chardin calls a Christosphere, which of course then creates a theosphere. And that's what I'm really encouraging us into today. And so I'm drawing on the writings, particularly of Beatrice Bruto, who's, I think, a great prophetic voice, who passed into the eternal in God a few years ago now, a very exquisitely beautiful woman. And if you'd like to read some more about this, I wrote a chapter in Ilya Delio's book, Personal Transformation, A New Creation, called Love's Ecstasy. And you might find that of interest if you're interested in some of what I've got to say now. What Beatrice will say to us is, God's ecstasy creates the world, and the world's ecstasy realizes God. In other words, this flow of love that we hear about in John's Gospel, this as this infinite silence speaks the word into creation, is the flow of the divine ecstasy, of God's ecstasy. And so that we are that beautiful, exquisite, ecstatic expression of God, and that God's ecstasy, that movement, again, comes present to us when we're in our prayer. And so she talks about this movement of enstasy, ecstasy. Now, the enstasy is the absolute withinness, so that we give so much of ourself that we're with absolutely within, in the stillest point, if you like, the enstasy. And when we're totally and absolutely within ourselves, we're within God, what happens is what we were reflecting on yesterday, that pours out in ecstasy. So she says, when union is realized, when we come into that silent, still center, the lover knows the beloved as the beloved experiences self-knowing. That's what John Maynes said to us. Can you, in your prayer, become attentive enough so that you are experiencing the self-knowing of Jesus? And of course, that's well beyond the mind. We're so silent, still, oned. So the beloved experiences the self-knowing. This experience of self-knowing we call enstasy, profound standing in oneself. Thus, by ecstasy, the lover enters into the beloved's own enstatic self-realization. But what is this profound self-realization, Beatrice asks. And she says, it is a realization that one is a naked I am, that is simultaneously may you be. So I started to talk about that yesterday. So when we come into our center, into the still point, into the pure I, where there's no subject object, it pours out to creation in ecstasy, may you be. And what I want to suggest is that's what we do when we come to meditation, that we are pouring out our heart, our lives, into God. And in that beautiful encyclical movement of ecstasy, ecstasy enclosed in the Trinity as the Trinity is enclosed in us, we are enabling the incarnation to continue. We're continuing the work of creation with the Trinity. And so this is that spondic radiance we were talking about yesterday, that when we touch the still point, it pours out in compassion, in love, the beautiful, infinite, absolute stillness, silence, that is at the same time the most exquisite evolutionary flow and movement of all things into the all in all, into Omega. And so the awakening of communion consciousness then, in Beatrice's way of describing this, is then that we start to awaken this I identity. So my heart center and your heart center, we actually see each other's essence. We see from within essence. We move deeply into our originating love knot in the Trinity, in God. And we see and we meet each other from that point of view. It gives us a whole new way of seeing other human beings. So we shift our identity into our I being, we might say, or into that I identity. And what we're in then is the creative freedom of the Trinity that must pour out to each other. May you be. May you be the most beautiful self that you can be. May you be at peace. May you live in love. And we say the same thing to our world as the soul of the earth says to us. May you be. Sorry. And so I'm inviting us now today to really start to reflect some more about this energy field of the mantra. That there are thousands, if not millions, of people reciting the mantra all around the world. At all, I would say you could possibly say 24 hours a day. And that's creating a morphogenic field of love. And that if we start to really awaken these heart senses, we know when we're in that field and we can touch into that field in our prayer. And of course, when we come to our formal meditation practice, we're falling back into that field all the time. And of course, that field is part of that love that's shared in the Trinity, of the flow of the lovers of the Trinity, beloveds, love, lover, in that beautiful infinite flow. So being attentive to the energy field of the mantra, what does it feel like? To me, when I'm in it, it feels really, really, really expansive. It feels unitive and creative, and like there's all this luminous potential there that hasn't even yet really been expressed as much as it could be. That there's so much evolutionary beauty and potential just waiting for us to see, and to be the ecstasy so deeply in the silent stillness that we can allow it to pour out, that love to pour out in our lives. And so this relating center to center, this movement of creative union that Teilhard talks about, that the creative union is the heart of what it means to exist, because we come from this creative union in the Trinity, and every, at the most tiny little molecular level, little molecules unite. And when we unite, we create more than the two that united, always creating more. And that's what we're being invited to do now, is to connect in such a way, heart to heart, as human beings, that would create a stronger Christic consciousness. So the consciousness, the unity of consciousness that's awaking, is still yet to reveal itself to us. And as I want to suggest is that this is the movement, the flow, the language of one-in. We're one with God, always have been, and we're in this infinite flow of one-in. And so Beatrice Bruto says to us, so in order for us as human beings to unite with one another, to form the next level of creative union, according to the same pattern that the atoms and molecules and cells followed before us, we must share with one another our characteristic energies. It is the energy sharing that forms the bond. The characteristic energy at the level we have now reached is human energy. So we're being invited to share that heart energy and to do that freely and to move out of that very, competitive, discursive, disconnected, separating, seeing difference rather than union. But starting to see from within that flow of love between the persons of the Trinity, a whole new beautiful, beautiful way of seeing emerges. And so Beatrice says to us, it is the energy of thinking, of knowing, and the energy of loving and willing. It is this most intimate energy of ours that we are asked to commit to this new level, to this new level of union. In other words, we're being asked to give ourselves as persons in order to create a higher level new being. So for Beatrice, to be a person is to be a flow of love. We're to be transcendent and human, enfleshed, a flow of love like the flow of love of the Trinity. That's what she says a person is. And so she invites us then to claim our incarnational role, that we are to be this flow of love now, that we are to be the expression of the word wisdom spoken in creation. And she calls us to self-presencing, to be present to ourself in the presence. Self-presencing, self-expressing, and expressing then who we are as essence, as our essential heart self, in God, in love. And so, like Jesus of Nazareth, who models this for us, who is the Christ, the risen one, we become truly, holy, thoroughly God, and truly holy, thoroughly human, and truly holy, thoroughly cosmos. So that there's this beautiful sense in which we're continuing the work of creation now. But what's really important is that this is a cosmic, it's the universe, the multiverse that is involved in this. It's not just humankind, but rather it's the really the multiverse, is the eternal nature of the multiverse that we're being invited to participate in. So we're to be like Christ, to be Christ-like. And so she says, as we start to really create this communion consciousness, this communal organism, this communal organism, united by this centre of centres, will not stream about like a crowd, nor ingest and produce like an organisation. It will radiate being goodness in unceasing, circulating, mutual indwelling like the Trinity. So here we see we're radiating being goodness in this beautiful, unceasing, circulating, mutual indwelling. And I would like to suggest that that is what the community of Christian meditation is doing. And that's what a beautiful gift you are then giving the world, as you are radiating that being goodness. I was just saying to my husband this morning, what a gift it is to be with you and to be with your beautiful prayer and your beautiful hearts. So Beatrice goes on and she says, a community that images the perichoresis of the Trinity is again Christic, for it is the office of the Christ to manifest God on earth, to be the presence of God in the midst of people. To be the presence of God in the midst of people. And so John Maine says to us, the mantra contains all the human mind can express and all the human heart can feel. That one little word conveys and leads us into the silence, which is the silence of creative energy. That's where we must be, in the silence of creative energy, in that darkness, in the meek darkness of the Mary womb, in that beautiful silence. And we are in that creative freedom, in that creative love of the Trinity. And necessarily then, we must pour out love to our world and say, may you be. And so for reflection today, after you finding a sacred space, a quiet sacred space, gently center in your heart, in the point of love, in the ground of the one who says, it is I. Behold this Christ self that you are, in communion, in the silent womb of the Trinity. Feel the depthless ecstasy being within one another, pouring out in ecstasy, oneing, and showering love throughout the cosmos. So this just coming into our heart, into the eye, into the beholding, and being in that natural flow of ecstasy, ecstasy, pouring out love, showering love through the cosmos.